the northern part.
Yeah.
I got a boy staying way in the north in Minnesota.
Oh, he does?
And he still wrote last week, he said the ground was white and yet a snowing, said he's gonna have a white Christmas. The Luton, Minnesota.
Have you ever had a white Christmas down here?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a white?
Good white. Yeah, we used to have.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, so it'll be a white Christmas. Ground be white with snow. Oh, we have had snow around here much as 4 and 5 inches. Yeah.
It's just snowed a few times in Georgia that I can remember.
Huh?
It's just snowed a few times in Atlanta that I can remember.
Yeah. Never had much of it in Atlanta.
Not
yeah.
Much.
Mm-hmm. That's something like California, some part of California, huh?
Yeah. Talking about fruits and vegetables, that's where we left off of. The inside part of a cherry, uh-huh. You know, the part that you don't eat.
Mm-hmm. But when it's cold, it's cold, I bet you.
Uh-huh.
What?
In food, you know, a cherry.
Cherries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The part that you don't eat, you call that the...
Well, I would say the coal.
Uh-huh.
It would be the inside, would be the coal. You see, a cherry has something like a little kind of a soft, would be soft and be sweet, like, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. Well, that would be the cherry coal.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't eat the hull.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What about on a peach?
Peach, you would eat the peach, but you wouldn't eat the stone, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You bite the peach and the outside is soft. Of course, you peel it and get the hull off.
Mm-hmm.
But the outside is soft. Is the hull and the inside is the peach. But the middle part would be the seed.
Mm-hmm. The seed or the stone?
Seed or the stone, that's mm-hmm. right.
What about the part inside the seed?
Inside the seed, you have a little goodie in there that produce other fruits which would come up.
Mm-hmm.
That would be to make another tree, just like you want a peach tree. Say, well, I'm planting some peach seeds and quite naturally raised me some trees.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one kind of peach that it's real hard to get that seed out off of.
Yeah, that's a plum stone.
Uh-huh.
That's plum stone. Now, plum stone, when you cut into it, it don't peel or loose right away like ordinary eating peaches.
Mm-hmm.
It just be hard and you got to cut it off. It's plum stone peaches.
What about the other kind that's real easy to take off?
Talking about the other peaches?
Uh-huh.
Well, you could just take the other peach and peel it and take a knife and just split it and it'll jump right loose. You see, it'll jump off in quarter.
Or
we call half in itself. Call those clairstone.
Uh-huh. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Well, the part of the apple you don't eat would be the inside core where the seed's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard gristle up between, goes right up between where the seeds, and the seeds lay in that little gristle.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of the apple, fine.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Making a dried apple. You'd hide them for dried apple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd make your scalpel. A big scalpel, and you peel your apple. Then you slice them up thin and put them on that scalpel till they dry.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take them up and put them in bags and pack them away.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear them called snits?
What you call it?
The name snits or schnitz?
Snips?
Uh-huh, for dried what? Apples.
No, I never did hear of that.
Uh-huh. What about a fruit about the size of an apple grows in Florida?
Would be an orange.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a bowl of those and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges or...
How do you say it?
If you went in to get an orange and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges or...
Done spoiled.
Okay.
If it wouldn't be fit to eat, it would be spoiled.
Or if there weren't any left, you'd say they were